Janet Haskett, 1945.
Name is Sam Haskett, Sr., 1943. One of the neat things about doing something for fun was a lot of the kids in town didn't know what farm life was like, so when we'd be out doing what we call work and chores, they would come down and want to help us, and they thought it was playtime.
Well, when I graduated from high school, girls weren't expected to go on to school. They were just expected to get married and have a home. But I worked. I went to business school, and then I worked until I got married. I worked in the data processing department in insurance companies.
After high school, I got drafted into the Navy and had a career there, and then I worked for Duke Energy, the light company. Back then it was called Public Service of Indiana. I actually went down and took the Army physical. And then a bunch of guys in Western says, well, we don't go in the Army, let's go join the Naval Reserves. Okay, we go down and join the Naval Reserves. So we're down there, right? And all these guys, we fill out all the paperwork, take another physical and do all this stuff. And all the other guys, they've gone off to get sworn in, and I'm sitting there in the office waiting. And finally the detailer comes out and he says to me, he says, we got some good news and we got some bad news. Okay, well, give me the bad news first. He says, the bad news is you cannot join the Naval Reserves. And I'm thinking all kinds of stuff like, oh, it's my eyes. Oh, I'm going home. I'm not going to have to be in the military. I'm going home. Now, wait a minute, what's the good news? And the good news was, because we already got you.
It's harder for our generation to adjust to all the changes in computers. And I think people know things. If something happens, you know it right then. Where when we were growing up, if something happened, you might not know about it for 2 or 3 days. Where now it's just, the news is just immediate. Things have just changed so much. Sometimes I think they're changing for the worse, and then other times I think, well, maybe they're getting a little bit better. As far that I believe that religion has changed a lot from when I was little. I don't think people are turning to religion and doing things that I was more taught up to do.
Oh, the biggest change is in my life definitely has been the computers. There's no doubt. Yeah, there's no doubt about the instant communication and the instant knowledge that's going on. Another thing about computers is, you know, I've watched my grandkids sit side by side and text one another, but why don't they just talk to one another? Yeah, I don't think we don't do enough face-to-face communicating because we just do it on the computers.
I think being happy, trying to look for the bright things, and when things get down, try to find something that you can dwell on that's positive.
I think people need to keep looking that we're on Earth just for a short time, and there is an eternal life. And if you believe there's an eternal life and there's a future, then it adjusts the way you live your life today.
Sam and Janet Haskett both reside at the Carmel Senior Living Community Homes, and they both continue living each day as full as possible. For 91.3 WHJE, this has been The Lucky Few, produced by Xavier Coca. For more podcasts like this, visit whje.com.